Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
There isn't enough coffee to keep me going today. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters microphone, all of it presented to you today by X Insurance. Last night's Monster Cast, huge, great program last night. Alan Gottlieb in the first hour of the program updated us as he always does. Keeps us, it's up to speed, and I learned so much, and I know you do too. I came away from my conversation with Alan yesterday feeling really, really good about where we're going on November 3rd with that New York case. And I got to be honest with you, as we get closer and closer and closer, I start to get a little bit nervous. And hearing Alan get more confident, or at least come off more confident to us together on the radio, really made me feel good as we get closer and closer to the third. I'm looking forward to listening to those oral arguments. Andrew Branca, fascinating conversation in hour two with the law of self-defense. I didn't want to focus on the Alec Baldwin situation, but briefly yesterday, and I wound up with quite a bit of that segment. Well, we talked about it basically for three quarters of the segment and for the entire second or entire third hour, or at least a half of it anyway, with the roundtable crew, Brad Primo and Justin Moon. So it was a great 3 hours of radio. The podcast is up for you. Make sure to jump over and grab it. You don't want to miss it. It was really, really solid radio, and the floor was fun. There was a lot of laughter. When laughter is an acceptable answer to the question of the towards the host or from the host to the guest, and laughter comes back as the answer, you get a really good idea of how much fun the third hour of the program was. Greg, how are we doing today? We looking good? How's everything? Ah, there's Greg. There's Greg telling me we're starting to sound a little warbly. We are testing. If you are watching the program today, we are doing some testing in the video network studios. So we apologize as we test some systems that we have being built out for us. If that happens, we will correct it midstream for you. I promise you. Nothing will happen on the radio side, but we'll be notified if it does. We'll make the correction as we test new systems going forward. Throw that disclaimer out at you. Fun program last night. The Daily Defense begins now. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, jumps in. Andy, how the heck are you, my brother?
Mark, I am living the dream, my friend. It's always good to talk to you. Happy Monday. The Millennial General here to do his thing like every day.
Reporting for duty. Is that what you're doing today, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, Millennial General?
At least we try. I mean, we try. It's a crazy world out there, and we have to report for duty every day, whether you're ready to or not. I mean, obviously just ask Alec Baldwin. We just need to be prepared every day.
Oh, boy, I hate to do it, but we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin with you at some point during the program today. And I hate to do it, but we're also going to talk about I'm not going to tease this. If we have time to get to it, I will. And you'll know what I'm talking about when we bring it up. You can just follow my lead on this one. But there's a story breaking within the firearm industry that I think is important. And I'll explain all that if we can get to it. If we don't get to it today, maybe I'll get to it tomorrow, listeners. But as I said, long night last night, 3:30 in the morning, came very quickly. This show popped up on us very quickly today. And as we do all the testing, we've had a lot of work going on behind the scenes for you as the show just gets bigger and the platforms continue to grow. Andy, let's start off with, and again, this is a classic example of research triage. As I was going through the motions today looking for content as we do show prep, Andy, you're familiar with show prep. Sometimes it happens very quickly. Sometimes it sneaks up on you. Sometimes you can prep for a full 10 hours before a 1 to 2 or 3 hour show easily, as you well know as a radio host yourself. This one was handed to me today. And again, I love when that happens. It makes my job a little bit easier. But you don't get enough time to really formulate an opinion. However, this case has been ongoing, so there's already been opinion formulated. Then we see this. Rittenhouse, the young kid up in Wisconsin who is now on trial for homicide for simply defending himself with his AR-15. Which, by the way, if he were a problem for all the cops would have gone after him, Andy, I think you'd agree, long before they arrested him under significant pressure from Antifa thugs, punks, Democrats, and the race-baiting crowd. Would you agree with that? Because the cops, he was there amongst the cops all evening without
Correct,
a problem.
Yes.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Right. Well, prosecutors here, and I got to wonder who's funding these. Rittenhouse prosecutors are asking that the men he shot in self-defense, that is my opinion, not be described as the looters and rioters that they are during a trial. Do not describe, the prosecutor is asking the judge to make sure that his attorneys do not refer to the looters, Antifa thugs, and rioters as what they actually are, looters and rioters. He doesn't want the jury to know this. Fair trial?
Well, no, that wouldn't be a fair trial. And they can ask all they want to. It's not going to make it actually happen. But look, there's a deeper sense there. Number one, it makes sense from the legal term. There's a legal stance here and there's a political stance here. The legal stance is it makes sense from the prosecutor side because that's what they want. They want the attention focused on Rittenhouse. They don't want it to be on the massive horde of angry mobsters running after him in the middle of the street trying to attack him. They don't want the attention focused on that that's in the video. What they want is him actually turning around, coming up from the ground, taking a shot at people and making them the complete innocent bystanders. If they were just happening to walk down the street in the middle of the night and they were just in a crossfire with him as he trying to open up and just randomly shoot people. That's the image they're trying to portray. So from the legal standpoint, it makes sense from a prosecutor's side wanting to keep the attention directed onto him. It's a stupid stretch, but that's what they're trying to do. And I guess you can try to make that motion, but it's not going to last very long because we will find a way to call them exactly what they are. If you can't call them looters, then we'll call them stealers or the criminals. If you can't call them thugs, then we'll call them something else because that's exactly what they were. When they were a group of mobsters chasing him down the street, attacking him in the street, calling him every name in the book because he was a Trump supporter and he's a conservative and he's a white supremacist or whatever the hell they want to call him. They can say all that, but yet you can't try to turn around and say that they're the innocent bystander just randomly walking around. So, you know, from the legal standpoint, it makes sense. From the political standpoint, Mark, it goes a lot deeper than that, because if you can claim them to be the innocent victim bystanders where they were just happening to walk by, then, of course, it takes all the attention away from every Antifa member, every Black Lives Matter movement, from not just there but all around the country, to where they can, again, do whatever they want to do because they are fighting for justice and they're doing the right thing. And then it's us evil hate mongers clinging to our guns and our Bibles that are out there just trying to cause turmoil in the streets. And we essentially wipe away everything that they were doing. That includes burning down fire stations and police departments, burning down different car dealerships and doing everything else that they were doing. It essentially erases everything that they were actually doing that was victim or that was criminal, but they don't want to address that issue. They want the attention focused on Rittenhouse. They want the attention focused on what Kyle is doing, because that way he's the evil monster that just walked in there with the intent to try and shoot a bunch of people. Let's just forget the fact that they were chasing him down the street in about 50-1, and he was just trying to defend himself.
Well, Andy, I'm not too sure. I think Mark may have dropped off somehow. Let's go ahead and continue this, because it's my understanding as well that the prosecutors are not wanting to talk about their backgrounds also. We know one of them was a sex offender. We know one of them was a burglar. And the other, I think, had a domestic violence issue in the background or in the past in some fashion. And so what we have is we have prosecutors wanting to bring up the whole whole scenario for what these individuals were that were out on the street that night, that were burning properties and that were looting and that were just continuing on with this chaos.
Yeah. I mean, remember, you're absolutely right. There was those guys that have a criminal record. And oh, by the way, a lot of them were teachers. A lot of them were just different, quote unquote, leaders in the community for a lot of individuals. So while they were, quote unquote, leaders in the community, and yet they still had criminal records. We don't want to acknowledge the fact that they were criminals doing criminal things by trying to beat people up in the street because they disagreed with them politically, because they were trying to defend their businesses and their property. We don't want to remember that part of it. We just need to remember they were victims. They were just happening by, and that Kyle Rittenhouse was the evil tyrant with a gun wanting to go around and just do a mass shooting of individuals. That's, of course, what the prosecution's going to try to portray during the situation. And it's going to be comical, because while they try to request that we don't call them looters and rioters and everything of the sorts, they can say that we'll find the right terminology to explain exactly what happened that night and show that Kyle Rittenhouse is actually trying to defend himself.
Yeah, they want to fail to mention that Rittenhouse was out there actually trying to put out a burning dumpster fire that was being pushed towards a gas station. They want to overlook that, and they want to talk about what these guys were not doing. Anyways, we're going into break. We'll be right back right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tigerlite, at tigerlite.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlite.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Mark Walters coming to you from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, the GunBroker.com studios, on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance. I want to thank Greg for jumping in there. And Andy for jumping in as we're continuing to do testing. We appreciate it very much. That won't happen again because we've destroyed that test feed over there. Andy, welcome back in, my brother. How are you?
Hey. Oh, man, I'm living a dream. It's always good to talk to you. And, hey, you know what? It's the evolution of the home studios that's making things happen. Once everything's up and running, I'm telling you, your studio, my studio, all the stuff we're working on are going to blow up. I am so excited about all the stuff we have in the works.
Yeah, everything's good. We're expanding. And as we expand and add new equipment, it's unfortunate that sometimes these things have to be tested live. So we went ahead and cut that growth aspect of it and went just straight back to where we need to be. And that's back to radio. All right, Andy, I know I missed that last 30 or 40 seconds as I was reconnecting in. What else did you want to add to Rittenhouse? Because before I got cut off by Mother Technology, I was talking about how I don't believe we're going to hear the truth out of this. And
well, I think we're going to find it, Mark. I think we're going to find it. They're going to try and bully their way through. Yeah. I mean, if they say we can't say looter, we're going to say thief. If they can't say that, you know, we can't say angry protester, we're going to call them mobsters. You know, if we can't call them something, we're going to call them what they are and we're going to make sure. But I mean, legally, it makes sense what they're trying to do. But politically, it's a deeper factor because if they're able to erase everything what these thugs have done throughout these protests by burning down dealerships and attacking police stations and burning vehicles and beating people in the streets and attacking anyone trying to defend their business properties. I mean, look, they're not going to be able to get away with that. And we will expose exactly who they are. And the defense has to be on point by explaining exactly what was going on, how Rittenhouse was there for defense, like you mentioned, was there with cops for the majority of the night, was there trying to do good things. And then when he had a mob running after him down the street of what he did to defend himself, they can't get away from that. So you can try and ignore half of the, you know, three quarters of the video that you saw, and just try and play the part where he stands up onto his knee and starts firing at people. But you need to look at everything that led up prior to that when there's 50 people behind him trying to chase him down, call him names, and say they're going to come after him. You can't ignore that scenario.
Well, the problem is they can. This is where I'm going with this. I'm playing some devil's advocate here. Because they can. They can ignore, Andy, the fires burning behind them when they're reporting to an audience and do it with a straight face. They can ignore that, and they get a pass when they do. That's what concerns me. So is this kid going to get a fair trial? Let me put it this way. If you were being attacked in the street, lawfully carrying a firearm, remember, he had been visible to law enforcement for hours prior to this incident occurring. They handed him water bottles and thanked him and thanked the rest of them who were out there helping to defend the streets and the businesses. He was asked to be there. If you were walking down the street and were attacked by two people who were beating you with I can tell you if somebody attacked me with skateboards and was beating me over the head with them, I'm going to fire my weapon at them to get them to stop.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's what the defense is going to have to do is as much as we want to go after the protesters, the looters, the rioters, the mobsters, This is going to be a case about Kyle, and I hope they focus on that. And what they need to do is bring in all the law enforcement that actually worked with Kyle and that gave him the water bottles and that thanked him for being there and helping out sort of thing, and build up that character. Because what they're going to have to do individually, specifically for this case, which I'm not a lawyer, so, you know, I don't take any legal advice from the voice of reason here, because legalities are not my strong suit. However, just from the outsider looking in on the presentation of this case, it's got to be two things. It's got to be showing that he was in the right to defend himself based on an angry mob coming after him in the video. And number two, a character buildup of how good of a person he was to be there to help, where he was given water by police officers while the police were thanking him for what he was doing. While, by the way, he's holding a firearm, and they knew that he had a firearm at the same time, that they build up his character to show that he was a good kid there to try and help out and do the right thing from these crazy radicals that were actually out there. And if they focus on that, then in turn, that would just deflate the prosecution saying that he's some evil, crazy, right-wing, radical, white supremacist clinging to his gun and just randomly shooting people, because we can deflate that pretty quickly, at least in theory.
Yeah, and let's take a listen to a quote from one of his attorneys, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys, talking about the cops, as a follow-up to what I was just saying, Andy, before your response. The officer said, "We appreciate you guys. We really do." And the attorney's comment following was, "If the conduct was so obviously dangerous, it seems logical that law enforcement would have either removed the defendant from the situation via arrest or at least informed him that he would leave the area because of his actions. They did neither." They did neither. And he was clearly lawfully carrying an open gun. So the fact that they did not, the fact that the prosecution wants all of this suppressed, tells me they're doing everything in their power not to provide a fair trial, which is a violation of their oath and turns our judicial system on its head. What are they afraid of? Why are they afraid to admit that the two individuals that were killed were in fact beating him and chasing him down with skateboards, and the third one had a gun? Why are they afraid of those facts?
Well, again, that sets that persona that those guys were evil and bad and doing horrible things in the community, and they don't want that. Look, the prosecution knows this goes bigger than this individual trial. This is bigger than just Kyle Rittenhouse. This is the entire Antifa movement. This is the entire Black Lives Matter protests that are still going on across the nation right now. Just we haven't heard about anything as extreme as what happened there. But this is the entire movement, because if he gets labeled as someone doing the right thing and defending himself against a mob, then the entire movement of the last 2 years of them going out and taking over police offices, burning down buildings, going after business owners, looting stores, doing whatever the hell they want to do, that entire narrative nationwide gets shot down as a mostly peaceful protest, and they can't let that happen. So you know the prosecution's going to have some of the best attorneys going after him in any way possible in trying to set that narrative.
Yeah, the problem with their attempt to do that is Americans have seen this. I don't think Americans are stupid enough to believe a CNN reporter or an MSLSD reporter telling you it's peaceful as the city burns behind him on camera. We are not that stupid. Now, there are enough stupid Americans out there that will fall for that. I don't know enough. There are many who will. But the vast majority of Americans are far smarter than what the media thinks we are. So I don't know how that narrative, I know the narrative they want to create. We're watching it unfold. How it plays out in the courtroom is what's going to matter here, obviously. This kid is allowed to present a self-defense case. I pray to God he gets a fair trial and his self-defense case is allowed to play itself out. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier, the Voice of Reason. Don't go away.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com. Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
I'm drinking it right now. There isn't enough of it on the planet today to keep me going. It has been a very long, it's been a long 3 or 4 days. Let me tell you, with the travel of the Daniel Defense event, which was just a wild success, and everything that we're working on behind the scenes and the live shows, et cetera, coming off of the huge monster cast. It's been a very, very long few days. I appreciate you bearing with us very much. I'm talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Wichita, we love you guys, man. Lots of fans. in Wichita. Lots of emails. Keep them coming. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I see them all. I just can't get to them all anymore, Andy. It's that simple. There are thousands in there. So yeah. I guess I it's hard to apologize for that, but I was able to pick a couple of them out last night when I was talking with Mr. Gottlieb. So keep them coming. I do see them, whether I can get back to them or not. I do see your comments. Yeah, this Rittenhouse case is very frustrating. All I can say is this. The gaslighting of America continues, Andy, across a lot of different fronts. Oh, it's not the inflation. It's the fact that there's so much demand because the economy is so good. That's BS. Oh, it's not that the ships can't get in. Joe Biden has insisted that the ports, they just have to work overtime. The gaslighting of America across so many different fronts is unlike anything I've ever seen. And we go to the Virginia race. It's just as bad. Barack Obama, the liar in chief, the socialist in chief who began the quote unquote fundamental transformation of America, gaslighting a couple thousand people who came to see him push a campaign, whatever you want to call it, for that sleazebag McAuliffe, and tell people that what they're seeing in Loudoun County and the physical sexual assaults on young girls in those schools, which we now know were covered up. In fact, one of them has left his position on that school board as a result of it. Others should soon follow. Isn't really happening. It's trumped up lies. Andy, we're in a very dangerous place in this country. And when a mainstream press allows these politicians to get away with this, the end result will not be good because this behavior cannot continue. The health of the nation is at stake. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Look, we're at a crossroads right now to where we can sit back and just watch this and just take it with the grain of salt that it is and just, you know, continue to complain about it, or we can realize what the hell is actually going on. Like you said, we're not seeing just a supply-demand shortage where because people are buying so much all of a sudden that, we're having a shortage on everything, so the prices are going up. We know that's a lie. The ports are out there. There's video. I don't know if you have a TikTok or not with the social media of TikTok. I have mine. I don't do a whole lot with it. I don't put any video on there, but I go through it and I watch
No.
There are
no.
There's videos after video after video after video of people that work at the ports, people that are on the cargo ships ready to be unloaded. There are truck drivers and truck driving companies. Mark, I mean, you ran a truck driving company before. You know this. They're sitting out there. Their people are there waiting to work. They're being told not to unload the cargo. They're being told not to load them up onto the trucks. They're being told not to distribute them to these stores. They're being told not to do that, to manually and purposely drive up the prices, to purposely cause backups in the markets, to purposely, at the same time that we have these vaccine mandates where we're seeing a massive amount of people actually walk out, where Joe Biden says it's a lie, yet we have how many people that actually, shut down Southwest Airlines while they were trying to fight that one with pilots and the pilots union that's going on. These are major issues that we know what's going on. We're the actual workforce out there doing the damn jobs, but yet they're telling us that what we're seeing in front of our eyes as the workforce and the blue collar workers out there actually doing the jobs, that that's not what's really going on, because there's just such a high demand that that's why we're seeing these prices go up and a lack of supply on everything. And the grocery stores starting to run empty. It's a lie. We know it's a lie. So we can either sit back and say, wow, I guess that what they're telling us is better and more accurate than what we're seeing firsthand. Or we can say, wow, that's a lie, and we're going to call you out on that crap, and we're going to actually fix this ourselves by doing what we need to do.
Yeah, let's talk about mandates for just a second, because this dovetails well. It's a perfect segue. Hornady Manufacturing, and I hate to have these conversations. I do. My news site, my byline, my company was handed an anonymous letter that we were able to confirm, myself and my partner, my editor, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, from guns.com, that we deemed newsworthy. This is a company with less than 100 employees, the vast majority of them working remote, were mandated by the company at the time, going back just a few weeks ago, to take the shot or be fired on November 15th. We were able to confirm with the CEO of guns.com that the letter and the requirements in it were accurate from the anonymous employee. And we published that letter, no opinion, published that letter. with a response from the CEO that said, thank you for your inquiry. We have no comment on your inquiry at this point. This is a company with less than 100 employees. Joe Biden, in his unconstitutional mandate, and I firmly believe the courts will eventually go that direction if it's forced upon them, that the president does not have the authority to do what he's attempting to do. But this is the position he's putting companies in. Hornady is a good company. Hornady is a company of over 100 employees. Like every other company, Andy, Joe Biden, over 100 employees, Joe Biden is forcing through the mandate that their employees be vaccinated. These companies, such as Hornady and various gun manufacturers, have government contracts. The position these companies are put in is horrible. There is right now a headline up. Hornady will comply with the mandate. What else will they comply with? I don't believe that's a fair headline. I don't believe that's fair to Hornady. They're no different than the other millions of companies out there with 100 employees plus that are facing the same thing. The CEO of Hornady, Steve Hornady, wrote this following letter. You may have seen this to his employees. You may have seen this headline recently. It applies to all companies with 100 plus employees. And obviously that means U.S. Hornady Manufacturing. We have been informed we will be subject to a vaccine mandate as early as December 8th with an exclamation point. Although we don't have all the details, we understand this will be required by the OSHA Emergency Temporary Standards, ETS, that applies to companies with 100 plus employees. It is possible even more requirements will be imposed based on our contracts with the U.S. government. I am asking you to please, please, please get the vaccine. I recognize this issue has gone way beyond a health measure and is to some very personal, but there is nothing we, and ultimately you, can do to avoid this. We want to be proactive and give everybody an opportunity to get full vaccination status by the deadline, which could be as early as December 8th. We understand this is a difficult situation. We will make sure to keep you informed as we learn more about the mandate in the coming days. There is a tremendous amount of misinformation and flat-out lies about the mandate. Please listen to the guidance we provide, not the internet, social media, or even your coworkers. And they go on. This is a good place to work, and I value the contribution each of you makes for this company. We are on track to have an even better year than last. We do not want you or us to be faced with career-devastating decisions in the final days before the mandate is in effect. Our priority is and always has been to provide a safe work environment and opportunity for all of us to work and earn a living. Please help us get through this. Steve Hornady is begging. The position that he has put in is unbelievable. This is what is ripping the nation apart. Ripping it apart. Many of you say, walk away, get out. Completely understand that. Many of you can't. You have families. You've got to feed your kids. You've got responsibilities, bills, taxes, homes, cars, etc. To put American businesses, small private businesses in this position is an utter FCC, I can't say what I want to say about it. Absolute, I can't even say it. You can pick whatever adjectives you want and fill in the blanks. But it's criminal in my book. The division and devastation that this is causing in private businesses around the nation. And I don't envy anybody in that position that has to make these decisions. When we come back, we'll get Andy Hoosier's viewpoint on this. Because it is unfortunately the times we are living in. And this boneheaded socialist agenda that is wreaking horrible havoc on this country. We can't take it for much longer.
Let's go, Brandon!
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen.
All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. B-E-R-S-A.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show. Depressing. Really depressing. The conversation during the break was terrible. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. This is evidence of positions that millions of Americans are being put in against their will by a tyrannical government. And I have stated on this program for 13 years that if the Democrats keep this up, American citizens will be required to make terrible decisions they never thought they would have to make in their lifetimes. Those days are now upon us. Steve Hornady is in that position. The employees of the business are in that position. Do we comply? Remember, if he said no, he will be fined hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, lose government contracts. Andy, yeah. What do we do? What do we do?
It's a
big, bold question.
It's a hard position. Yeah, it's a hard position to be in. And first off, I will say that the letter that he sent is comforting, I think, to some. And I think that will encourage others who have been fighting it, don't want to get it, to get that vaccine. I will say, though, first off, not having a company that has more than 100 employees, I will say that I'm glad not to be in that situation, as so many are across the nation. But honestly, I still disagree with that stance, and I still would say that it's up to him. And I mean, look, they're the front line. Those business owners, whether it has a million employees or whether it has 101 employees that fall under this guideline, they are the leaders. They are the ones in the hot seat now. And it is either comply or don't comply, as you mentioned. And if all of those businesses, of every business theoretically in the nation that was 100 employees or more in this country, stood up and said, we will not comply to this, the government cannot regulate that. They cannot enforce it.
Here's the problem with that.
They can't do it.
Theoretically, as you just mentioned, that's true. But Hornady as a standalone won't make a difference. The government will put them out of business, and they'll move to somebody else who's willing to take that business and comply. That's the problem. Now, how do you get around that? You bring it down as Southwest did. Southwest is big enough. Delta is big enough. Major trucking companies are big enough, if they walk, to have a devastating immediate impact on the U.S. economy.
And they need to. They did.
Again, this is the time. I'm playing devil's advocate here because I kind of have to, obviously, with this position. But we want to throw this out for discussion. I don't envy the position Steve Hornady is in. Nor do I envy the position that any company with 100 employees is in, finds themselves in, because of a tyrannical Joe Biden. Big decisions are going to have to be made. And Americans may have to take one for the team collectively, brother, in order to see this through. Yeah. And it can get extremely painful.
It is going to get worse before it gets better because of these tyrants trying to do what they do. It goes back to the old adage from what Benjamin Franklin said during the Revolutionary War. We all need to hang together, or surely we will hang separately. Like you mentioned, one company that has 100 employees will not make a difference. They're going to get that $700,000 fine slapped on them by OSHA. And then the government just goes on about their day and has no problem shutting them down and giving out government contracts to other places. Every business needs to stand up and do this. And by the way, here's the big question. The Small Business Administration, trying to represent small business across the nation, where the hell are they at? Where are they standing up and going to OSHA and saying, sorry, but every business trying to comply with this is not going to work out. This is not going to be good for the economy. And this is not going to be a great representation of our employees. For every union out there, whether it's the auto union, whether it's the teachers union, whether it's all the other unions representing the workers, where the hell are they? Starting these litigations, fighting the government, fighting OSHA, saying this is a bad representation for our employees. This is creating bad working conditions. This is making people lose their jobs. This is making people not have the choice for their own health. Where the hell are the unions, the Small Business Administration, and every other business that owns 100 or more employees? Yeah, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm willing, personally, and I know a lot of other people are as well, I know they are willing to stand up and say, I am willing to have the entire grocery store shut down. I'm willing for gas to go up to $7 a gallon. I'm willing for whatever it takes temporarily to shut the economy down and bring it to even more of a halt than during the last year with COVID, with businesses that shut their doors temporarily to make a point that we will not comply with these vaccine mandates. We don't care what you do until the Biden administration is forced to acknowledge it and reverse it and get things back on track. Most people need to be willing to do that. Part of this problem here,
and I want to point out, this is not about being anti-vax or pro-vax. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the federal government telling you what you have to do as a private business. This is socialism.
Exactly.
We are watching the very underpinnings in this country right now of what happened to Venezuela. It is happening right before our eyes. The federal government doesn't care. They are attempting to destroy our current way of life and replace it with what they want to put in place, which we now know to be socialism. And I've been warning you about this for years. I was called Barack Obama. We called him out for the socialist that he is when he was first elected on this program back in 2009. We were talking about it after his inauguration. We used to call him the socialist in chief. He admitted it to Joe the plumber. Yes, redistribution of wealth is a good thing. Too many people are asleep at the wheel. Now people are waking up. And you're right. I'm willing to take one for the team. I've got enough food to last my family for 2 years. Do you, listener? If you don't, I bet you're asking yourself the question why you don't. We have been talking about this for years. You have got to be prepared. You have to be willing to fight this out. Costco, where we get gas because it's cheap. Cheaper. Just shot up another 6 cents a gallon here in my neck of the woods. And it is going to get more. Oil just hit another high. Oil just hit another high. Your gas prices are getting ready to skyrocket regardless of where you're listening to this program today. Inflation is going to continue. The people running this government are incompetent to be running this government. Period. They are literally trying to, quote unquote, master the fundamental transformation of America. It is underway right now. And we are the only ones that hold the key to stop it. Absolutely 100%. The problem is, Andy, when you have a mainstream media, it's just very powerful forces working in tandem. Social media, big tech, lying, censoring to keep you from hearing the truth, the ultimate form of lie of omission. And in the tank, mainstream media, which is where everybody gets their information. Everybody's parroting the talking points that they see or hear or read in the news. Have an argument with your brother-in-law the other day who's a goofball socialist? He's repeating to you what he has seen on CNN and MSDNC. And I would be willing to bet the information you're getting is coming from Fox News or Newsmax or some other source. It's the only sources of information that we have out there. That's where we get our information. And when they're in the tank, pushing an agenda, Andy, it's dangerous. You've got 20 seconds. Close us out.
No, I'm right there with you. It is going to get worse before it gets better. But if we, again, if we hang together, then we won't hang separately. We can do this. It is going to be tough, but that's what we're here for. Because remember, soft times creates weak people, but yet those troubling times create tough people. And that's what we're here to do. So when everything crumbles, we're going to be able to build things back up. And we can do that. We just have to work it and do it together.
I firmly believe freedom will prevail. It always does. But the road is going to get tough. The uphill battle has already begun, but freedom will prevail. Freedom in each and every one of us is yearning to come out, and freedom will win the day, but it is going to get tougher. Keep that in mind. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Thanks, Andy.
Just build your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.